Can you not connect them to Android?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, your audio is great now.
Oh my God, I don't know why. Did you think do AirPods have a microphone on?
I don't know. I have an Android. No, because they're for
That's
Apple.
disgraceful. Do you have any topics you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about how I saw a UFO.
Oh, well, good
Yeah,
start.
right. I literally have photographic proof of it as well. So basically, a few months ago, like quite a few months ago, like maybe like 6 months ago, might be seven. Anyway, it was a few months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in town, and I look up and there are these lights, and it's not just like regular like football stadium lights, they're like clouds, but instead of a cloud, it's a light. Do you know what I mean?
Like a firefly.
No, because it's massive, because it's the size of a cloud.
Okay.
And there's like a bunch of them, and they're in a circle formation. And then they keep going up and down and moving about in their circle formation. And I was like, what the fuck? Why is no one else seeing this? This is not normal. This is not how clouds operate. Do you know what I mean?
Would you high again? Because this seems to be a bit of a reoccurring issue.
No, I was completely sober. I was on my way to school. And I took a video and I put on my story. I'm like, guys, what is this? And my
Your
friend
friend's
was
like, there's literally nothing there.
like, no. Because she popped up and she was like, oh my God, what is that? And exactly. And so just now, like about an hour ago, I went out for a fag and the same lights were there and the same thing was happening.
You think they're tracking you?
I don't know, man. I feel like it could be the government, it could be aliens, it could be anything.
Could be ISIS. They've been a bit quiet. They've been a bit quiet. Maybe they're just following you around Birmingham.
Is it, did you just say like the Muslim?
No,
Oh my.
don't cancel me.
Get off my podcast, you heathen.
End call, end recording. 3 minutes, done.
The bitch really thought we were fighting.
Why is she sudden?
I can't, okay, you can't make fun of my American accent because
No, she this is surgery, it fucked up her vocal cords, it's fine, we get it.
everyone keeps making fun of my American accent. I think I do a pretty good American accent, to be honest with you.
Go on, let's have it.
All right, well, I can't do it under pressure, okay? If we just carry on with the podcast, eventually I'll just slip into
When
it
I least
slowly.
expect it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I didn't know Maddie was here.
Oh, is Maddie here? No, I invited her.
No,
I
I
don't know if
meant
she's there.
your American accent. Oh my God, you dumb bitch.
Why the fuck would you say Maddie? Does that make any sense to you? There are goddamn many people in America and you choose Maddie. What significance does that have?
I don't know. I can't think of any Americans. Like Taylor Swift.
Actually, there's a lot of them.
There is quite a few, yeah. It's like at least 10.
Chris Colfer,
Oh.
Matthew McConaughey.
Honey Boo Boo.
I almost said Adriana Lima, but she's from Brazil.
It's like 200 million, and that, like, you still couldn't name one three.
Don't like to think about Americans.
No, true. They like to think about us, though, a lot.
I know. Keep my name out of your motherfucking mouth.
Keep my name out your dirty mouth, bruv.
Wind your fucking neck in. I swear to God.
Mind your fucking necky, mate. Come round your arm, I'm gonna fucking slap you.
Want a fucking scrap?
You're fucking nanny, I'm gonna fuck on your fucking nan lungs, mate. I'm gonna fucking fall
Batty
into
boy.
them. Fucking catch your mum out of the bedroom window.
Do you think they have chaps in America?
The chavs in America are just like the white trash, I think. Like American Hunter.
It's not the same as chaps.
That's definitely not the same as chavs around here.
What?
I feel like American chavs are just like racist. Whereas.
What if we have a TV show? We put a bunch of chaps in America.
into like an American like elitist New York like private school. Just throw in like did you do the homework? They're like, what the fuck did you just say to me, bro?
Miss, she fucking started
I'm not being funny though, but he keeps looking at me.
it. Oh my God. And like they do the whole it's actually a really interesting topic. So like school culture in America is very different to the UK. I think in America, like the life of the
It
kids is
seems
centered.
stressful.
It's centered around the school. Like that's the center.
Yeah, it's like they go and like they go to like the rallies and like the football games
Yeah.
and stuff, and it's like I
Your
can't imagine
entire
doing.
life is around school, whereas here it's like school is
I
something on the side.
you literally don't think about it the second you leave the gates,
Like you
unless
go
you're a
in,
weirdo.
chat shit, you write some notes, you leave, that's it, do you know what I mean?
You talk a bit of shit, you eat some like a stale bacon sandwich in the canteen and you go home.
And like prom and all this stuff wasn't even a thing until a few years ago.
Know, my dad gets really annoyed about prom.
Because it's not a thing, it's just
Did
America, innit?
you have one in primary?
Primary. Oh, yeah, we did actually.
Oh, yeah, weird, I got like a £3 dress off the market like on look like the day before.
Was in the dining hall. Don't have American dining halls.
Did you go in the canteen when you were in school? I like literally never went in the canteen ever.
Depends, primary or secondary?
So obviously in primary and secondary.
Which one, primary or secondary?
Secondary.
All right, well, fucking say secondary then.
What's it? Are you deaf, mate?
Stop. It's 2 a.m. I can't be making this much noise. Secondary, I think, like, for the first 2 years, yeah, and then, like, never again. Like, I went into debt because you know, you have to pay, like, you put money on your card and then you pay with your card, like, your school card.
I was free school meals going.
You, shut up. I,
Bitch.
I went into debt. Oh my God.
Almost there.
5 pounds.
The delayed is like, if you went in there, they just like push you up against.
And that was the limit, like you can't go past 5 pounds, yeah. So my card number is a -£5 and I haven't made it back. And I'm leaving school in like less than a year.
Oh my god. You just like literally never ate there since like year eight.
Debt has been on there since like 2015.
That's gonna affect your credit score.
But I hope not. I was just
When you finally turn 18, your credit score is gonna be like -200
I try and buy a house.
because they're gonna like the bailiffs are gonna come and like repossess everything.
Actually got like some really good tips on like credit cards from Mayor of Vera's autobiography. Sorry, not
Oh my
sorry.
God.
Available on Amazon and other bookstores. She talks about how
That all the talk of Naya's autobiography making you a bit
was a little bit.
overexcited?
She was the main sort of money maker in her family. Like she was paying bills since she was 15, because they ran into some trouble. Her father taught her like how to take care of your credit. So like, as soon as you turn 18, you buy a credit card and you make small purchases, like I don't know, some chocolate or something, and then you pay it off at the end of the week, and that builds up your credit. So yeah, she was always really good financially. She did make some big purchases though, for example, when she got her check
Yeah.
from working as a child actress.
Are you reading from the book?
Literally no.
Just off top.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and other, you know, things she was in when in the 80s.
Other business ventures.
She bought a Jeep. It was white with pink stripes on it. It cost $4,000. And she got a boob job as well.
Yeah, well, we all know that one. Back to Quinfibre.
I will fucking kill you. Don't chat shit about her.
I didn't say anything.
Well, her mother was sort of against the boob job at first, but in the end, you know, she was supportive. They have a really good relationship, her and her mother.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, you should read the book. I still have to send it to you. I have to finish annotating it, but I'll send it to
It's gonna feel like a G, like an A level English lit, like
you.
fucking Macbeth. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
That was violent.
Me get some water in me.
Just swallowed a cigarette. Jesus. Some people actually do that though, don't they?
Do
Like
what?
swallow the roach.
Grow.
What?
Grow. Why do you swallow the roach?
I've seen people do it. It's fucking weird.
Because you live in Manchester.
Yeah, everyone does it in Manchester.
What's for tea, Mom?
You have your tea and then you swallow the roach.
Nah. You come over from school. All right, Mom, what's for tea? Here you are.
It's like
Throw a roach.
beans on toast and a roach.
Yeah.
And a glass of like 50p bar cola to wash it all down.
You have to go to the sewers to hunt for your tea.
Have to go to the sewers.
Oh my God. My mom told me this story when I was younger about when she used to live in Southampton. And you know them drain where all the rain goes down.
Yeah.
Walking. Fell in.
She fell in.
Yeah. Ever since then, I have never stepped on one ever. I always walk around.
If you fell in because you're so tall, your head would probably just be like sticking out the top.
You think you're so fucking funny for a midget?
I'm not a midget, I've actually grown, like a whole
How
inch.
tall are you?
That's not important, but the important part is that I've grown a whole inch.
I'm average in Finland. The average height of Finland for a woman is 5'11".
That's so hot.
I'm average height in Finland. I go to Finland, everyone's
Jesus.
like me.
Every single. Isn't Finland like Scandinavian?
It's like a bigger hanging off Russia.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like Finland's like, you have countries that you just always forget about.
No, I don't forget about country.
Of course, you don't forget about it because it's your homeland. But is there any other topics you would like to learn?
Had so much mind, but it's all gone out of my head now.
Yeah, it was a little bit
We catch up on Americans
spontaneous.
more.
Catch up on the
No
Americans.
chat shit about Americans.
Oh, definitely. Well, I think that they're all fat. That's just my personal opinion.
Know what though? What I really admire about America is when
The complete lack of self-awareness.
listen to me, when they're like, we have fat people in Britain, like a lot of us are a bit oddly shaped. It's just like the
Yeah.
climate and the food is just how it is, you know. We have fat people here,
Yeah.
but in America, when
They have fat people.
they're dedicated.
They have to like one up us in everything. So it's like we have like fat people and people with like yellow teeth, and they have like fat people and people with no teeth.
Like blinding white teeth, like
Yeah, like is there any need?
no,
I can fuck. I can fucking get it. They're there. You can chew stuff.
no. But like, have you seen like some of the morbidly obese people in America? Like,
It's like gleaming white teeth.
oh my God, like there has to be some days that you woke up and was like, I'm not hungry, but you were like, nope, gotta do it. I
It's for the cause.
gotta get me that scooter.
But have you ever watched My 600-Pound Life?
No.
They always have like so much money, and they just like always have money for takeaway like every day,
Yeah.
and I don't get it because obviously they can't move,
Yeah.
so it's like wh and I swear they don't have benefits in America.
Yeah, it's quite sad actually.
Yeah, it's very sad.
I have another topic actually. I want to talk
Oh,
about
thank God.
want to talk about the British TV in like the 2000s.
Did you see that some girls came back on BBC iPlayer?
Yeah, I started watching it and then I was like, this is, I don't know how I watched this when I was younger. It's really hard to watch now.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Oh my God, I watched that. I quite like it. I think it's funny.
yeah. Anyway,
All right.
I'm talking about stuff like super size versus super skinny.
Oh God, yeah, I know.
That's
And it's like the Undateables. I don't know how the Undateables is allowed to be on TV.
and like another one where it was like this man and he was just rating naked women. Do you remember that? It was
Isn't that Naked Attraction?
no, it was the same guy, this fucking blonde twink doctor, right? And he was on Super Size versus Super Skinny. He was on that doctor show where they showed really gross like pimples and wounds and
Oh, Embarrassing Bodies.
yes,
Yeah,
embarrassment.
it's Dr. Christian.
Yes, he was evil.
Yes. He is evil, and he looks like a Tory.
Was evil. Who let this happen? It was basically for the people who haven't watched it, a bunch of women line up completely naked, bush tits, everything's out, right? And this is on daytime
Yeah.
TV. And he basically walks around, he's like, oh, this is not good. Oh, I don't like that. I really
Well, he's
don't
gay.
like that.
So any vagina he sees, he's like,
It was literally
it's not.
vagina, it was close-ups, everything.
That's so weird.
And then I was just like 12, just watching, like, oh yeah, definitely.
I agree, Dr. Christian, I agree.
I was like, this guy is the highest in the medical field.
If Stephen Hawking said it, then
Highest
you know.
authority.
He's the head doctor of the planet. If he says her vagina's weird, her vagina's weird.
Even think he was a real doctor.
It's just some random guy in a suit.
Oh my God.
It's like Jimmy Carr.
And then Super Size versus Super Skinny, which I don't recommend watching if you suffer with an eating disorder.
Oh God, no. It's awful.
Basically a TV show. They get some fat people and then they get some skinny people who are very, very clearly both have eating disorders, right?
Yeah, and they don't tell them they have eating disorders. They just guilt them into like feeling like shit.
And then they put all the food that they've eaten in a year on a table, and they're like, "Look at you, proud of yourself, you little pig, you little
Pig, you emaciated little freak. How dare you eat that in a week? What is wrong with you?
This
And then
is
like,
thrown."
you just put lock them in the room with the kid, like. Force feed them.
And then basically,
Oh
they make them swap eating disorders. The fat people have to eat.
swap eating disorders.
Basically, yeah, the fat people have like a coffee and like a bay leaf breakfast, and the skinny people have to eat like two full English breakfasts.
Oh, I know,
It's like, this is mental illness. You can't do
yeah. Yeah, and he's like, I don't. Yeah, it's like, and he's supposed to be a doctor, and he's like, just completely refusing to acknowledge that he's obviously a mental illness.
like, I would understand if it was like health, right? And like doctors, and like, this is proportions, this is how you.
Oh, yeah. But no, we're just gonna put the food in a tube and make you feel like shit for a week and then send you on your way.
Literally did
Like,
that.
that's literally like the be all and all of the
It's an
program.
exaggeration. They had a tube and all the food in it.
I used to like I know it's awful and it's an awful program, but I did used to like the bit where they had to sit at the table together and eat each other's meal.
No, it's really funny because the skinny people are like they're both throwing up.
Both like just sat there and like on the verge of tears while Dr. Christian's like loving every minute.
Then he'd get them into the office, and it was never that, like, he'd get them into the office and he was like, so tell me why you binge eat. And then a few seconds later, they cut away to them crying about how dad died.
And then you just wouldn't say anything.
And he'd be like, damn, that sucks.
Damn, that sucks fire. Like, that's literally like, is whole method of approach.
British TV was mental illness.
It's like, Undateables is still going. Literally, all that program is. It's just like, it's just people laughing at disabled people. I don't understand. Like,
It's honestly sick.
it's like, it's not funny. I mean, like, there's clips of it, but I mean, you actually put it into context. It's like, how is that
Do
allowed?
you remember there was a show, Snog, Marry, Kill?
Oh my God, yeah, and he used to make over him.
Yeah, so basically what they do is they take random women off the street, and they were women who were like alternative, they had piercings, they had like their own style, right? And then they'd record random men on the street being like, "Would you fuck her?" And they'd be like, "Nah." And then they'd play
Not for me, mate.
GTA. You'd be like, "You're fucking ugly."
She's capped.
So they make them take out everything, and they take off all their makeup, and they dress them in like a t-shirt and jeans.
I know, yeah, and
And then afterwards, be like, "Hey, would you
what
fuck her
about now?
now?" Hell yeah, have her, have her.
That's every episode. You don't even need to watch the show. That's just
And then they'd be like, "Well, you're welcome. You can go now." Oh my God.
like high five and leave, and then they'd like absolutely demoralize self-esteem, but like
No.
three new items of clothing, and it's like, yeah, off you go.
And I ate that shit up, man.
Oh, I didn't really watch that one. I used to watch it a little bit,
Was
but
like, this is real fucking cinema.
I could never.
And then don't even get me started on like the kids' shows, like on CBBCs and stuff.
I still like Tracy Beaker.
Not even like those shows were good, but like They're Behaving Badly.
Like, there's some man, like grown man with a puppet, and everyone's like, yep, you know what? That's
Was
quality television.
a purple puppet bear. He go around causing trouble for everyone in the
It was a purple bear with an Asperger. That was literally like.
And then the Chuckle Brothers.
To meet you, that's literally the only thing I remember from
The
that
Chuckle Brothers were just two elderly men in boozy shorts, just
show. Two elderly, like, demented men just going around. Like, they'd escaped from the care home and were just on the loose. That was literally it.
no plot, there was no storyline.
It was like a documentary. They literally just took two men out of the care home, released them into the wild, and were like, just do, just talk to me. It was like a live podcast between two men with dementia.
Gonna be with I'm trying to think. Actually, I'm gonna Google more shows. This is funny. And then
I'm trying to. Oh, do you remember Numberjacks? Numberjacks was lit.
they had like none of these British shows had any budget for animation.
Don't know, yeah.
Okay. British TV shows, what should I say, 2000?
Emmerdale.
I'm gonna say Kids on the Little Britain. Don't even get me started on Little Britain.
Oh, Little Britain is so shit.
Oh my God, do you remember that one, Jungle Run?
Oh my, was that the guy with the he had like the staff?
Basically, that was like there was a cave, right, and it was in the middle of the jungle, and then they
Oh, do you remember Trapped?
no we'll talk about Trapped in a second.
Oh,
Yeah, they'd
okay.
shovel these kids into the cave and be like, "You need to find a way to escape before it shuts, otherwise you'll be locked in there forever." What the
I genuinely used to believe it as well, like
Me
at
too. I
home.
was like,
I'd
damn.
be there like it's life or death, mom. I'll eat my tea in a minute.
Like, well, there's another one gone.
There goes little Jaden, who just topples off into like the river and never to be seen again. You just see them drag his body out in the background, like feet
If
first.
you do manage to leave the cave, right, you'd get like A Nintendo
You'll do a
DS.
PETA badge. You get a pat on the back of Hacker the dog.
And you'd have to leave your friends in there forever with the gorillas.
Like nearly all of you will die, but
And
you can play Animal Crossing. So,
then trapped. Do you want to explain trapped?
oh my god! Basically, you just send a load of kids into like this. What even was it, like a
It
lighthouse?
was like a mansion, I think.
It was like in the middle of nowhere and surrounded by like,
It was like goth.
yeah. And there was like this creepy man in there. Like was the henchman for like this evil woman, but you never saw her face. You only saw her purple lips. Which is kind of sexy.
Still.
And then, oh, because it's like, it's intriguing. But anyway, he was like deformed and had like melted skin. And he used to communicate to the children like the tasks that they had to do. And like, one person always had to be the saboteur. Like, try and kill off all the friends. Well, not basically kill off. Like, I think one person would get you out in every room.
So basically you have to work through these rooms and it's like challenges and like horror stuff, right? Oh fuck now. And then there's a saboteur and he has to sabotage everything and then a child gets left in the
Just literally like trapped,
forever.
like it's the titular role, yeah. And then you just move
I don't
on.
know if she.
But if the saboteur got found out, they got trapped, didn't they?
I don't understand why they kept building up this culture of abandoning and trapping children.
I think they were trying to scare us. Like, if you behave badly, your mum will lock you in a room and never see you again. It was like subliminal messaging. It was like government propaganda.
And then there was Come Outside, which was basically an elderly woman and her dog going to factories, running and explaining how bread was made.
Basically, this fucking know-it-all bitch and her dog destroying the environment with her own personal plane just
Was like,
for no
a
reason.
documentary. Why are we watching
I always remember the one where she went to like a toothpaste factory and
The one that's in
it
my
was just
head
like
is the bread factory. Like, I know how bread is made now, dead ass.
actually we had a dog for a little bit that we named Pippin after
You know,
us.
they're both dead now.
That's sad.
Yeah, first it was a woman and then the
Was
dog.
it a plane crash?
No, just natural causes.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
What the hell? Would you rather
No, I mean instead of a plane crash.
die natural causes or plane crash?
But I'd rather go out with a bang. Well, that's because I'm a
I
narcissist.
would rather do plane crash because
So.
I don't want to be dependent on people. That's like my worst fear. And also I don't want to be gross, do you know what I mean?
I feel like a plane crash, your body probably wouldn't be in perfect condition.
No, I don't talk. I'm not
Yeah,
talking about being old, not being in crash.
no, but you think your body would be gross?
Yeah,
Like, it's
but
not
like
gonna be. You could.
plane
It's not gonna pull
crash.
you out of the rubble like Instagram
Plane crash is kind of sexy though. You're just like,
Reddit.
ah,
Yeah, it's mysterious. It's like,
where?
was it on purpose? Was it hacked?
Like, where
You
did they
know?
go? You know?
Yeah,
And then
and
it's
not what if. No one ever finds the plane. That's like,
But then when you grow old, like you reach a certain age where you start to smell, you know?
yeah. I don't want to live past like 65.
I don't know what I do. I love old people though.
I love old
I
people.
absolutely adore them. I love talking to
I love it. I love talking to them in like the bus station.
them. They're so sweet. Except the racist ones.
And
Surprisingly, for the Americans, I haven't met a lot of racist elderly people.
have you not?
No.
That's good.
I've had
I feel
this
like they.
gone. I think
I was gonna say, I thought they probably wouldn't approach you.
it's because I live in like inner city Birmingham.
Yeah, true. You can't really be racist in this.
But now I was on the bus once and I had to sit next to this elderly woman and she very clearly did not want to sit next to me. And I think that was the
Did
most
you
I've faced.
push her off the chair? Should we give her a cheeky
Put a magnet in her heart.
Just growl at her.
Snarl.
If you look at me one more fucking time.
I swear to God, I will fucking cut you.
Eyes down,
You
Barbara.
dirty bitch.
Hand no, hand over the Greg sausage roll.
I love sausage rolls.
I love sausage
I have
roll.
to eat the vegan ones though, because the homeless
You
thing.
vegan?
No, the homeless thing situation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Have you never tried
I haven't
one
tried a proper
ever?
one because I don't eat pig.
I feel like Muslims are onto something with that one. Pigs are very like dirty creatures.
Yeah. I like I
Every
don't
time I think about it, I'm just a little bit grossed out.
like I've never eaten pig.
But well done.
But I will not lie to you, have had some gelatin sweets by accident.
Scandal. Say it quietly.
Okay, but you can't tell Allah.
You didn't hear. He doesn't listen to podcasts.
It's
He's
fine.
got better things to do.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter anyway. He won't see this.
He's a private account. He's got no followers. It's one of them creepy accounts.
It's way past my bedtime, Ray.
Would you like to go?
No, it's fine. I have nothing to do tomorrow.
I'm never. Are you back in college now?
No, they're sort of doing this thing where it's like, my school was built in like the 20s, yeah. So it's really small. It
Yeah.
was only meant for like 100 students, and we now have like 1,000. So
Jesus.
obviously they can't like bring us all back. So what they did is they brought back year 10 and my year,
Yeah,
lower
that makes
sixth,
sense.
yeah, and like only for like 2 hours a day, and like we come in at different times.
Oh yeah, my sister's school's doing that.
Yeah, so it was only for 2 days, and then I'm gonna wait 2 weeks and then do it again, and then it's gonna be the end of the year anyway.
Literally two lessons.
Literally. So
Have you
that's it.
got like coursework though?
Yeah, I still have to, like, the exam boards haven't changed anything, so I still have to do all my exams and all my coursework, even though I have like, I can't work at home. I have like,
Three months off of college.
yeah, I can't work at home.
I
I have
think
ADHD.
same mood, which well, not diagnosed,
And they were
but
like,
yeah.
they might lower the grade boundaries if you're lucky.
Yeah, but it'll just cancel out though, surely, if they give everyone special consideration, because it's just gonna, if
I
everyone
mean, personally, I don't give a fuck because I'm not going to uni, do you know
it,
what
then. Yeah, but some people will be like proper stressing,
I
won't
didn't care for my GCSEs and I did fine.
they? Yeah,
I'll be
same.
all right.
I can't believe people actually revise for
I know.
GCSE.
You know what? I didn't touch any of my books. I didn't revise at all.
I'd
I
literally.
went in high for half the exam and I still got A stars to C. So
Yeah, literally.
slept for half of it.
My sister didn't go in for one of her science exams because she just couldn't be bothered.
My friend came in late for the history. She just had to walk through the hall like, sorry, sorry.
Everyone, sorry. Overslept, overslept.
Was so fun.
Did you go to like a sixth form college or did you just carry on through like through
Yeah,
school?
well, the thing is, I was really depressed during my GCSE, so I didn't apply to anywhere, right? But
Yeah.
like, I had a conditional to my grammar school because I went there already, right? And they were like,
Yeah.
okay, you need 5 A's to get in, like, that's our condition. And
Jeez.
I think I got 2 A stars and an A. I didn't get in.
So was you two, is that 2 8s and a seven?
Yeah. And,
Yeah.
but like, the deputy head, Miss Long, was like my best friend, literally. Like, I'm not joking, like, we were best
Teacher's
friends.
pet.
Yeah, literally, she's my
That's
history
cute.
teacher. We're like this. You can't see me, but I'm doing the hand symbol. Like we're really close, and so she was like, she pulled me to the side and she was like, "I'm so proud of you for getting A star in history." She was like, "Thanks," and she's like, "So you didn't get in because the teachers don't really like you." So they were like, "No," but
My
I
God.
forced them to make you come back, and I was like, "Damn,
Oh, that's
thanks."
so
But then
cute.
she retired like 2 months after. But
He trying to get you out again.
her literally yes.
Like,
But
finally, we can get rid of
I
her.
mean, I tried to drop out. Do you remember when I thought it?
Oh, I remember you saying you tried to drop out like
Yeah,
three times.
so many times. But I can't legally drop out unless I have like a job or apprenticeship, and that's all for
Yeah.
like construction workers. And I can't move. Do you know what I mean?
You could just sit there.
Arthritis. And no, but her niece is my sociology teacher now.
That's cute.
She's not as good as
Yeah.
her.
No, have you told her?
No, but I think she knows.
She can sense it.
Yep. I had a like 12 satsumas today. I'm not joking. Couldn't move like 2 hours. I don't know.
Like one after the other, or like spread out.
Yeah, just one up. One up with the other. I don't know why I'm like this.
Satsumas are like quite big as well.
Off.
Get your stomach pumped for being 12 satsumas. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you eat like a certain amount of bananas, you'll get like potassium poisoning and
You
die.
see, my problem is
Don't get any ideas.
if you combine the eating disorder with my borderline personality disorder, I obsessively eat food. So like, remember,
Attached to the
yeah. And so I obsessed over beans. Like last month, it was the only thing I ate. I ate a tin of beans a day, and that was it.
I remember you kept me posting pictures of your beads.
It was really depressing. Be like, here we go again.
Some girl in the kitchen was like,
Yeah, okay,
said
so
something to you about the
I
beads.
was in the kitchen. Okay, I was boiling my beans, as I always do at 11 p.m. She was making her food. I think she was making yams or something. And she looked at the she looked at me. She was like, you know, you don't have to. She's like, you don't have to eat that all the time. If you want a food, I can give you.
You're just like sadly stirring the beans, like looking at her like a
Yeah.
kick dog,
And she
like,
was like,
please.
I literally have curry upstairs, you want it? Was like, no. I didn't know how to tell her that I physically couldn't.
You should have been like, no, that won't go with the beans.
I didn't know how to tell her that I physically couldn't eat anything else. Like, my brain wouldn't let me.
You should have said that.
Oh my God. Okay, so right now I'm obsessively eating satsumas. That's it.
I thought that was probably healthier than the beans. It's probably
Yeah.
a better idea.
I have energy for like the first time in 2 months.
Are you taking votes for what next month is going to be?
Yeah, I don't know what it's gonna be.
I eat a lot of apples.
I went through an apple phase.
Gonna what?
Couldn't stop
Drop the
I
number.
couldn't stop shit.
From apples.
Yeah, because I've
Apples don't make you shit.
again with the eating disorder, yeah.
Yeah.
I shit maybe like once a fortnight, like it's a special occasion. Like it's really
A
bad.
treat. For a treat.
So what I would do, because I hate feeling constipated. I didn't even feel constipated, there's just nothing there. I hated not being able to,
That's
because I got
insane.
bullied by my friends for this year. They were like, that's not
Yeah.
normal, you're not normal. And then so what I started doing is I started obsessively eating apples and cigarettes. So I'd have like 3 apples and then I'd chain smoke some cigarettes and I'd be like, come on baby, you can do it. Nope. Nothing.
Oh dear. It's
Yeah.
like a homemade
I
laxative.
could
Just
not.
like three apples and a cigarette.
I could not eat. I ate so many apples, I can't even look at one today. Seriously.
Even bring an apple near me.
I would eat, I think, like a pack of apples a day.
No, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not joking when I tell you I don't know how to have a healthy relationship with food.
You know whose fault this is? Dr. Christian. It all comes back
I used to wanna,
to the two.
when I first started my eating disorder, I don't remember when because it was sort of a gradual thing when I was younger. I
Yeah.
would watch that and I'd be like, oh fuck, I really wish I was on Super Size versus Super Skinny. I really want to be like whipped and forced to only eat like some lettuce.
And I used to think like that. I used to be like, oh my, if someone forced me to eat like that for a week, I'd lose so much weight.
Know. Oh, come on.
Please sign me up. Please sign me up.
And me next, me.
Me next, me next, me next. It's Christian, me next. I remember because there was a kid's one.
Oh my God, yeah. That was so fucked up.
It's like, this is my moment.
They literally caused so many eating disorders. So
Literally,
many.
the whole like our entire generation has like is has one or is on the course of
Yeah, I don't know
one.
anyone in our generation who can eat
That's
normally.
it. Literally.
It's a joke. It's
Then there was that like Tumblr like I love pizza trend, and I think that just contributed because that was just
No, I
ridiculous.
don't think that affected British girls. At least not poor girls.
Well, no, but I feel like it was so annoying that some people
Yeah.
just developed it in like spite.
In that era of like Tumblr, you were either on the eating disorder side or the I love pizza side. It was like
Yeah,
divergent.
yeah. You were either reblogging like Effie Quarles or you were reblogging like Tyler Oakley. Oh my.
Got the wind knocked out of me.
What?
Do you think Americans will understand us?
Definitely not. By the way, my left AirPod has just died,
Ah,
so.
shit. We are coming up on 40 minutes now, though.
What? Shall we wrap it
Yeah,
up?
let's wrap it up. Do you have anything to say to the people?
I'd like to clarify that it is 2 o'clock in the morning.
Poo poo pee pee.
So anything that has been said,
Bunga bunga. It's an
yeah,
archie bargy.
like
Ruff ruff snarl. Enough, I'm ending this now. Bye. Thank you. Right, Tara.
in a bit. A lot.
I laughed a lot. All right, I laughed so much I got the wind knocked out of me.
All right, I thought you said you had the wind knocked out of you by Allah.
What
I
Allah? Oh my God.
like, oh my God.
You're just saying anything now, aren't you?
That's what I thought you said.